So I'm Dominic Bird, and I'm the executive producer for Dragon's Den on BBC Two. I did my degree at Goldsmiths University in London, and while I was there, I was doing freelance work, post-production houses, just getting experience, sort of the low-paid, you know, first entry-level job in TV. And off the back of that, I applied for a place on what was called then TV25, I think, which is now the network, here at Edinburgh. So the summer after I graduated, I came to Edinburgh with TV25, and at the same time wrote to hundreds of companies, joined GMTV on my return from Edinburgh, went from trainee researcher to series producer there, then did a job for Sky One, and then joined the BBC making shows for the launch of BBC Three. I've been making entertainment shows ever since.
So it's been quite a smooth path for you.
Yeah, it has, although not a planned path.
No.
You know, I didn't sit down with a strategy.
And you said at Goldsmiths, what were you studying now then?
I was doing economics and politics
right.
At Goldsmiths. And I went to Goldsmiths with no plan to work in TV. I didn't go with a kind of ambition to make television. I went not knowing quite what I'd do with my degree, but knowing, you know, your father always says you've got to get a good degree. So I thought, well, I'd better do that. And while I was there, you know, I sort of developed an interest. And it's fortunate being in London. It's fortunate doing a degree where you're not in lectures every day, which meant that I had a bit of spare time. And instead of reading books, I'd go and work in post-production facilities. That sort of set me up quite nicely.
Why did you go to post-production facilities?
Yeah, so I just developed an interest in TV. I think Goldsmiths is quite a creative college. They do a lot of film and art and those sorts of things. So I met interesting people and just sort of developed an interest in television. You know, and that's kind of been my passion ever since, really.
So when you came to the course here, to the network course,
yeah.
What was it that you did that really sparked your imagination then? What was it that...
Well, actually, I think it was being here that crystallised what I wanted to do as a career. Because it was at the time, when I came, it was the time Big Breakfast was huge, Planet 24 were massive, it was all sort of Chris Evans, Sebastian Scott, and all those people. And whilst I probably didn't know who Sebastian Scott was before I arrived, obviously I knew who Chris Evans was. And they did masterclasses, and we had sort of industry breakfasts with them, and we're just exposed to loads of really interesting, dynamic people. And I think, you know, after 4 days in Edinburgh, it was clear to me that was my career choice.
And so if you're advising people, you know, that want to do what you do, what would you say? Would you say that they need to be doing media degrees, or do you think that it's good to have a breadth to start off with? And what's your advice?
I think, I don't think a media degree is imperative.
Of any work whatsoever.
Well, no, I don't think it's valueless. Actually, increasingly, because everyone from researcher, from runners research up now, unlike when I started, you expect them to be able to use a camera. You do expect them to be able to shoot. And actually, you know, we have teams where everybody can go out and use PD-150.
Yeah.
And it didn't used to be the case. So actually, some training to know how to use equipment is useful. But doing 4 years of media studies isn't, for me, it isn't a prerequisite for getting a job.
So you'd be really advising people actually to get skilled, practical skills?
Increasingly, and I think that's different to the advice maybe I'd have given 5 years ago. You know, you just look at when you're hiring people, budgets are cut, lots more self-shots. You need versatile teams that can just go out there and do it. So yeah, I think get skills. If you come knowing how to use a camera and knowing how to mic someone up and knowing how to use Final Cut Pro, you're really valuable. You know.
And then what?
And then what, to get into the business?
Yeah. So you get your practical skills, and then what? What should you be doing at the same time?
Well, you do have to harass people a little bit. I kind of hesitate to say that because then I get harassed by lots of people. But actually, that's what I did. And I think you have to be smart about it. You know, I think you don't want to irritate. There's a fine line between being persistent and being irritating.
Yes.
You know,
it's very fine.
It is. Yeah, yeah. And actually, you know, people get in contact with you in all sorts of different ways, and you think that's quite entrepreneurial. And then someone crosses the line, and you just think, you know, we're all really busy.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, you know. So you can get that a bit wrong, but certainly people just want passionate people. You know, it's not right, but everyone works really long hours in TV at any level, you know, from runner to exec. You know, there's no easy way of working in TV, in my experience. So I think, you know, I always look for people who really just love what they do because it makes it much more fun. But I'm an executive producer for entertainment at the BBC, and I have a sort of a slate of shows, and I pitch shows to controllers, I develop shows, and I make programs. So part of the executive producer's role is to make sure that the channel are happy with the show that they're delivered. So the contact with channel controllers and commissioners is probably sort of key, is making sure that you're that conduit between the series producer, who does a lot of the work making the show, and the controllers and commissioners, who expect something, you know, that they've asked for. Equally, increasingly, it's very much a compliance role, making sure that everything is done, you know, how it should be, that people are doing things properly within the guidelines, particularly at the BBC. And with new shows, it's the fun bit is that it's a creative role. You're responsible for the look of something, the feel of it, the script, the cast. You know, that's the fun bit is you know, kind of being in that position where you're able to take a sort of an overall view on how something should look and then deliver that program.
So what kind of skills then are you employing?
At the moment, the teams that I run, it's kind of 360 degrees of skills. I've got a development team, which are people quite often who've never made programs, but are just really skilled at developing programs, and they watch programs and they're ideas people. There's also, we have lots of productions running at the moment. You know, Dragon's Den is a big production team, so which will have runners, researchers, producers, most of which, as we were talking about earlier, most of which have got some sort of practical skill now. Is that helpful?
I think so. Just to sort of give a flavour, I suppose, of the type of person that you need to be, really. And, you know, you need to be practical and technical and also have a passion for TV as well.
Yeah, I think in TV there's jobs, you know, you can choose your job. You know, they're really good career development people who've never picked up a camera, but they are just brilliant with ideas. And unfortunately, you can't wing that. It's really transparent. Either you're brilliant with ideas or you're not, and if you're not, you won't last. So you have to be pretty secure that that's where your skills are. I think the key message, though, is you have to enjoy it. You have to really want to do it. I don't think you can just do it because you think it might be good fun, because actually you won't enjoy it. And I've seen people who have come into productions, you know, trying things out, thinking it'll be glamorous and fun, and have realised they're not getting home till 3 a.m, they're getting up again at work at 7,
yes.
Everyone's, you know, the talent shouting at them, and they just think it's no fun. So I think...
it doesn't suit everyone, does it?
No, it doesn't. And so, but if you just love it, you know, that kind of seems to work for people. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm going to let you go.
Is that enough
for
you? I didn't feel like that was very good, but I don't know, I'm sure...